Hi, Bernice. Thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Today was the first day of our, I guess, first official day here at Phuket. And was able to meet up with the very much stressed out bride-to-be. It's almost a cliche how at nearly every wedding I've ever been to, the bride and groom-to-be are always stressed out. Isn't it ironic how, like, wedding, that what's supposed to be the happiest day for, you know, the couple, ends up being such a stressful event? But despite the stress, I suppose the bride-to-be is also learning to let go partly and delegate to have the bridesmaid team helping her out on parts. So I think it's a good learning for her, even in terms of her entrepreneurship journey, because she's trying to start her own company as well. It's a very, very great to see my friend in person after, 8 years? It's crazy, because it was since graduation from undergrad. 8 years. So much has changed, but yet she's still the same in many ways, in a good way, right? Her personality and how we have that connection. And we're quite similar in a lot of ways too. But in terms of Thailand, I suppose we are going to be very much in a bubble for the next few days during the wedding. So we're staying at this resort, even though we travel to the city center, or just like consumers. Even the dinner place we went to today is super American. It's like a fusion. And we ended the night with this drag show. I've never been to a drag show, and this drag show is obviously very Thai, and they did a lot of lip sync. And the funniest part is how at the end of it, they do this sort of photo session where they allow the audience to take pictures with the performers, but you have to pay 100 baht as a tip. And 100 baht per picture per drag queen, right? So my friend in my case, we went to take a picture with two drag queens together. So there are two of us. We each had to pay them 200 baht, which is ridiculous if you think about it. But I guess you can consider that a tip for them. For performance-wise, in the show, it's very much characterized by how international it is. Is it lip sync of songs from China, from Korea, from India, from America, from Britain, from Thailand. Really appealing to the international market. I very much love the 70s though. A lot of the American songs they chose are from the 70s. And the weird fusion of Western and Thai. They, you know, managed to turn a Madonna pop song in the old days into this Thai flavored drag performance in a both glamorous and somewhat humorous way, because this one male dancer has the most expressive facial expressions. So exaggerated that I just can't keep it together. First drag show ever. And I start to kind of appreciate why Kim, a friend of mine who is very much into drag shows in London, might be worth checking one out just for the sake of it. But yeah, well, that's a random update for today. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.